Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. So seductive. I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl. How do you want it? You gon' back that thing up, or should I push up on it? Temperature rising, okay, let's go to the next level. Dance floor jam-packed, hot as a tea kettle. I'll break it down for you now, baby, it's simple. If you be an info, I'll be an info. In a hotel or in the back of the rental, on the beach or in the park, it's whatever you into. Got the magic stick, I'm the love doctor. How your friends teasing you about how I sprung, I got you. When you show me you can work it, baby, no problem. Get on top and get to bounce around like a low rider. I'm a seasoned vet when it comes to this shit. After you woke up and sweat, you could play with the stick. I'm trying to explain, baby, the best way I can. I'm melting your mouth, girl, not in your hand.
I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
I'm on top ride like you're in a rodeo. You ain't never heard it sound like this before. Cause I ain't never put it down like this. Soon as I come through the door, she gets to pulling on my zipper. It's like it's a race who could get undressed quicker. Isn't it ironic how erotic it is to watch them thongs? Had me thinking about that ass after I'm gone. I touched the right spot at the right time. Lights on, a light off, she like it from behind. So seductive, you should see the way she whine. Her hips in slow-mo on the floor when we grind. Long as she ain't stopping, homie, I ain't stopping. Dripping wet with sweat, man, it's on. And popping on my champagne campaign. Bottle after bottle, it's on. And we gon' sip to every bubble and every bottle of dawn.
Happy Monday, world. It's your favorite host at KenyaTSC on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Kenya Kardashian on Facebook. Kenya the Sweetest Thing on YouTube. But today, you can just say I'm excited to run in the building just in time. It's super exciting because I have some save-the-date information for everybody that's in Atlanta. So definitely tell a friend to tell a friend to log in. Hit us up online at blogtalkradio.com/touchyourneighbor or listen to the show on the go by simply calling 818-572-2935 to stay plugged in to all the fun. Now, I don't know how your weekend was, but you guys know how we kick off the candy shop. Maybe your weekend was crazy. Mine was really cool. I had the opportunity to kick it with family. We had a crazy storm. We made it here on time, so I can say that I'm blessed, but maybe you had a crazy weekend. Regardless how things have started, we have the power to change the way they are going, and we can like to do it with the waiting to exhale moment. It's very simple. It's very easy. The only thing you do is breathe in for 4 seconds, hold it for 5 seconds, and then exhale absolutely everything inside of you for 6 seconds. Now, in order for it to work and be effective, you must repeat these steps about 3 to 4 times, and I'm promising you whatever has you frustrated will begin to lose its power, so there's no longer a need to wait to exhale. Let's go ahead and do it. So breathe in. 4, 3, 2, 1. Now hold it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now exhale, exhale, exhale. Whatever's going on in your life, you just change what was going on by simply exhaling. And that's how we like to kick things off here in the candy shop.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Kenya, the Sweetest Thing, and welcome to
the candy shop.
And it's your boy Jay Wright, live and direct in the candy shop.
Oh, it's your boy Bobby V. You already know we're kicking it on the candy shop. Keep it locked. Let's go.
And this is your girl Maya, and you are now tuned into the candy shop. Keep it right here.
Now, going down on November the 11th, it's an event that you guys definitely don't want to miss, and I won't spoil it by trying to give you all the details. I have a great amount of guests that are stepping into the building. Not only is the author and producer, the CEO of No Jive Productions, stepping into the building, Mr. Niall Martin, to discuss his double life, we also have the amazing and beautiful Miss Robin Charles, who is also the daughter of Ray Charles. And from the group Men at Large, Mr. David is stepping into the candy shop to get this party started. I figured it would be only necessary that we start with the head. Mr. Niall Martin, you're live in the candy shop. How you feeling, King? Mr. Martin, you're live in the candy shop. How you feeling?
I'm sorry.
There we go.
Hello?
No, it's not your fault. It's not your fault at all. It was all me. How you feeling? So I was praying, making sure that I said your first name right, and I think I did, and I'm super excited to have you in the building. So first things first, welcome to the candy shop. How you feeling?
Did you say Niall or Dave? This is Dave, though.
Niall.
Niall had to, I don't know if he's still on, he had to go to another phone conference.
Yeah, I'm on.
Oh, there he is. Okay, whatever he is. Well, come on, Niall. Where you on, boy? Come on, man.
Hey, Robin. You know what, Robin? We're not going to leave you not either. Queen, step on in the building. We got David, we got Niall, and we got Robin live in the candy shop. How are you guys feeling, family?
We're good.
Blessed and highly favored. Amen.
There's a lot going on.
We're going to start with you.
I can tell it's a lot going on. The national tour is getting ready to kick off November the 11th here in Atlanta. No Jive Production. Niall, his double life. I know you got to go really, really quickly. How was it for you getting this production together from the logistics standpoint for those that may look at you or Tyler Perry and say, I want to create his double life? How was this play coming together for you from a logistics standpoint?
From a logistics standpoint, it was tough. You know, it was definitely tough to put everything together and get the right people to work on the production and get people behind it to believe in it, because it's a show like no other. It's not your typical stage play or typical gospel stage play. You know, we're reaching beyond expectations from a lot of different stage plays, and we're taking things to a different level in this particular show here. And we're touching on issues that really have not been truly touched on in a live theatrical urban theater setting.
And we thank you for accepting the call and the challenge. Not only did you accept the call and the challenge, Robin and David, you guys are a part of this magical moment. Robin, you're coming from under the umbrella of Ray Charles' daughter, and you're letting the people know who you are. How has this experience been for you stepping out in the public, and what's your involvement in the play?
I play the role of Vanessa Clark, and it has been overwhelmingly helpful and beneficial, just because it's giving me an opportunity to explore, you know, a different avenue of my entertainment abilities. So I've just been very appreciative of everything that has been brought my way by Niall and his production and the cast and the entire overall journey.
Thank you so much. David, now I had the opportunity to sit under David and listen to some amazing gems at one of the ATL Lunch and Learns. How much of you will be a part of the character that you play in his double life?
You know, I think art imitates life for everyone. I play the role of Daddy Sanders. I'm a man who is afflicted, who has been through some things as a child that he has never dealt with, and that's something that we are dealing with in this play. Not only is it a production, but, you know, I think when you do these type of things in the beginning, I don't know if Niall, you know, set out to do this, but, you know, a lot of times these productions, they heal people, man. They give people confidence to step up and to be who they really want to be without any resistance or without any caring about what people say. And it also gives people a chance to say, man, is that me up there on stage? I got to change, because that's me. Because sometimes you'll be looking in the mirror as you're watching, and, you know, some of the things that Daddy Sanders experienced as a child, honestly, I went through myself, you know, domestically abusive type situations and stuff like that. But I definitely see myself in Daddy Sanders. Some of it, not all of it, though.
Now, we're getting ready to make our way into the Standards Home on November the 11th. Definitely make sure you guys save the date, His Double Life. Now, before the play comes out, and this is only the start, Atlanta is kicking it off, and then there's Philly, there's New York. You guys got so much going on with this play. When people leave, whatever theater they see you in, what do you want them to take away from His Double Life?
I want them to be like, wow. You know, I want them to leave that auditorium actually learning something, learning the value of communication, the value of forgiveness and unconditional love, you know. And, you know, the whole show is just not about the whole double life. Everybody has secrets in some type of field.
Oh, boy.
You know, but it's deeper than that. It's about building a loving, lasting relationship between a father and a son and being truthful to the one that you love.
And it's the pursuit of acceptance, self-identity, and unconditional love. And I cannot wait to see it displayed at the Rialto Theater here in Atlanta. Robin, now he just said it's art imitating life. Was there a scene that was ripped straight out of your life that you had to act out on the stage?
There were probably a couple scenes that were ripped straight out of my life or several that I'm acting out on stage. But I'm not going to tell it. You got to come and see it for yourself.
Word up.
See that? Hey, I like that. Now, I understand my understanding you have to leave really soon. I don't want to be the holdup. Before you get out of here, is there any special information you would like to share from the producer's chair before you leave us?
Yes, come out on November the 11th. Check out this amazing show. We have an amazing cast. Get your tickets at hisdoublelife.com. Trust me, you will not be disappointed. You will leave that show laughing as well as sitting back and be like, wow, I really learned something. And it makes you think differently about how you treat other people. So definitely get your tickets at hisdoublelife.com, and we'll see you November the 11th. I appreciate it.
How can people follow you on social media and definitely stay plugged into everything that's going on with No Jive Production?
You can follow me on Instagram on No Jive P for Productions. Also, too, on Facebook, hisdoublelife.com. As well as Niall Martin, that's N-I-A-L, Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N.
Well, I appreciate you so much, King. Definitely enjoy the remainder
so
of your Monday and definitely enjoy the remainder of the show. Shout out to Niall Martin for stopping through talking with us. We're still in the building with David and Robin right here live in the candy shop. His Double Life is coming really, really soon, November the 11th. I'm not going to keep you guys much longer as well, but I'm super excited to see you guys on the stage. David, you've had the opportunity to be in front of the screen. Is it difficult for people to let go of who they saw you act and be before and accept this new character, or do people transition pretty smoothly from one character to the next?
I think if any of the characters that I played had become like, you know, Thelma or Arnold from Different Strokes, then people wouldn't, you know, it's hard for them to get past. Cause they, you know, I've been in a play with Bernadette Stannis and with Hawthorne James, who's Big Red, and they never let that go. But, I mean, they still, if they recognize who I am, you know, the first thing they say, man, that song you did, man, it got me through this. Da-da-da-da. So, in a sense, it that sticks with you, and that's good. It's like, you know, when they stop recognizing, that's when I got to start going for the Amazon jobs and new Amazon jobs or, you know, stuff like that, so.
Well, you know, Amazon anyway, building so. Amazon Georgia, so you may be okay. You may be okay in
know,
Amazon
I'm
Georgia here
I'm
on the stage.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
And we would rather have
Robin.
You on the stage. And speaking of Robin, I mean, the weight is so real. Like, girl, I'm walking around the house. I got Ray Charles' daughter on the show today. Do you understand me? Is it pressure for you when you do anything just for that umbrella that you walk under, being the daughter of the amazing Ray Charles?
It absolutely is a lot of pressure because, you know, it's a lot to live up to that name, that stature, that icon. And I don't ever want to shame or disgrace or discredit, you know, that legacy that I live up under. So I work very hard to just be unique and not try to emulate him, because there's no emulating greatness without having your own greatness. So that is really where a lot of that pressure comes from, is wanting to really uphold the things that he built in his career and his lifetime.
He's proud.
And I congratulations in advance on taking care of it. November the 11th, we get the opportunity to walk into the Sanders home and get the real tea about his double life before you guys get out of here. In the end, they say his double life provides us with a view of what can happen when we accept the differences that exist in others in hope of knowing that love conquers all. Real pageant style, I'm going to ask you guys your pageant leave out of here question. If you could get one wish in the world, what wish would you have come true since we got president as the Trump Robin? You're first. What's your pageant answer?
For people to love each other.
Okay. So at the end of his double life, the wish gonna come true that everybody loves each other. Same question goes to you, David. If you had one wish since we got 45 as the president, what's your pageant answer?
Just for people to just, like she said, to love each other and love yourselves, man. You gotta love yourself first. Once you love yourself and free yourself, forgive yourself, then you can love everybody else.
That's what I'm talking about. November the 11th is going down here at the Rialto Center for Performing Arts, his double life live on the stage. Robin, before you get out of here, let the people know how they can follow you. David, give your people the social media information, how they can stay plugged in, as well as both of you guys. Let people know how they can purchase tickets for November the 11th for the Atlanta show for his double life.
Go ahead, LaHoya. You can finish it out.
I got you. Well, obviously, you can purchase tickets at hisdoublelife.com. You can find me on Instagram or Twitter at Robin L. Charles. You can also find me at rcharlesandcompany.com or robinlahoyacharles.com. Pretty much, if you just Google Robin Charles, you'll find me.
What a why.
That's what I'm talking about.
And also, make sure, again, let me back her up, my little sis over there. Let me back up. Make sure you go to hisdoublelife.com, hisdoublelife.com for tickets. Tickets are selling. I only think they got a couple or more VIP tickets that, where you'll be able to meet and greet with the cast. You know, I don't know if it's backstage or where it is, but Niall has all that set up. Hisdoublelife.com is right down on Georgia State campus, Rialto, same place where Candy had her play. You guys can reach me on Twitter, Instagram, Dave Men at Large. Dave Men at Large. It's all one word. Dave Men at Large and just Dave Tolliver on Facebook and everything else. And that's what it is.
And I appreciate you guys for kicking and hanging it with us here in the Candy Shop, starting your Monday off. Whatever you need from us, consider it done. Shout out to the big homie at Dane Social for getting us the plug in on this amazing event, making sure we're in the know-how on all the hottest things that are going down in the city. And congratulations to you guys in advance for an amazing play, and not only an amazing play, but an amazing tour. I believe that it's going to change your tax bracket. How about that?
Amen.
I'm with that.
I bought it.
You guys enjoy the rest of your
comma.
Monday. Right. You guys enjoy your Monday. Enjoy the rest of the show.
You too, baby.
Y'all, shout out to David. Shout out to Robin. Shout out to Niall. Shout out to Dane for hanging out with us. November the 11th. Save the date. The Rialto Center for Performing Arts. His double life is going down. Make sure you're in the building because you definitely don't want to miss the fun. It's a very short show today. We got in and got out of here. And in spirit of his double life that is going down on November the 11th, it was only right that we get some R. Kelly on the show before we get out of here. Here's R. Kelly, Download Double Life. I will see you guys next Monday right here in the Candy Shop. Make sure you follow at Kenya TSC on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Kenya Kardashian on Facebook. Kenya the Sweetest Thing on YouTube. And I will see you guys next Monday here in the Candy Shop.
met your mom. I got a page from out of town. Lotta said it was my job. And I had a cold glove and scar. And told you that I would return. But by the look upon your face, you had already deserved. So you pulled me to the sky. And you begged for me to stay. But I was caught up in a life that forced me to walk away. Living down low, down low. Living a double life, oh why? Living down low, down low. Living a double life, it ain't right.
Okay, you're saying you came in and these two women, they poured. No. It wasn't like that. All I know is I was asleep. They came in and woke me up pouring hot grits and all kind of shit on me, man.
Okay.
Beating me and shit, hitting me with all sorts of type shit.
With a cigar in my mouth, over Vegas City lights, on a pathway up the hill to be with my other wife. A rich nigga in the sky, going on like nothing's wrong. But that damn caller ID is the reason for this song. Someone called up the other while I was out playing some golf, talking about my doggish ways and how I need to be chopped off. Living down low, down low. Living a double life, oh why? Living down low, down low. Living a double life, it ain't right. Now go ahead, shoot me now, because I'm guilty of sin. Playing Russian roulette with hearts, not to mention the kids. Every day I live, I regret all that I did. Out smoking with friends, as I reminisce. Living down low, down low. Living a double life, oh wow. Living down low, down low. Living a double life,
I've got to clear.
It does. Oh, 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 oh. In a state of shock, that's what it left me. Take it from a man who knows the three. Company. No, no, no. That's what I kept telling myself. Now I done lost the houses, the kids, and the dogs. Now I'm sleeping in my mama's house, and even she says your sorry ass don't deserve no help.
Must be because of what my old man did to her.
Get no better.
say it's a goal. You don't think nobody will ever know. In the bed, I already know you a pro.
I know.
Either we both ain't got a tight shit.
Some other bitches, I ride for my bitches.